Hello, I'm Keith Birrell from Real General Practice. Real General Practice, preparing you for Real General Practice. The following audio clip is a consultation with Edward, who has bladder outflow obstruction.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Ring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.
Edward, thank you very much for coming in.
I asked you to come in today.
Yes.
I've just received a letter from the urology team. It was a Mr. Doyley that saw you, wasn't it?
Mr. Jenkins.
So you're under the care of Mr. Jenkins.
Yes, yes.
And one of Mr. Jenkins' team saw you in clinic.
Yes.
And has written to me to tell me a little bit about what's been going on.
Right.
Yeah, okay. It was me that originally referred you.
Yes.
Perhaps I could catch up with you as to where things are at with your understanding of this problem.
Right. Well, first of all, I thought it was a very, very minor problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I still think it's a very minor problem to have.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't got the problem every day, I haven't got it every night. From time to time, I have a little bit of weepage during the night.
Yeah.
I've gone to the hospital.
This is weepage of your waterworks, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And it's not much.
Yeah.
It isn't much. And I thought, well, if it could be serious, get in early and it could be fixed.
Yeah.
I've gone to the hospital and it seems to have changed from a minor problem into a major problem.
Mm.
Which I really don't understand.
Mm. Okay.
And I don't really think it is amazing, but I could be wrong about this.
Okay.
I've had the examinations, the first examinations is the same what you did here,
mm-hmm.
and all the doctor talked about was cancer, which is pretty frightening.
Yeah.
When she had a male nurse sitting beside her.
Yeah.
So the next time I went to the hospital was for a bone scan, and had the bone scan 11:30 in the morning, and I was told after the bone scan to drink as much fluid, preferably water, as possible, which I did.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I drank about 5 pints of water at lunchtime, which I would normally not do.
Yeah, yeah.
I went back 2:30 for the MRI scan, and I came out, and I was still feeling fine, still feeling well. I go back to the hospital for the biopsy,
mm-hmm.
and the man who carried out, Mr. Chowdhury, very nice man, very good, and said to me, well, it's not a problem, everything seems to be a little bit trouble, but not too bad,
mm-hmm.
and put my mind at rest.
Yeah.
I go back Wednesday, it was totally different.
Mm.
Again, they told me they found a small trace of cancer, low risk cancer, but I would need an operation using a catheter, etc., etc., which I think at this moment of time isn't necessary.
Sure, okay.
So we agreed after a discussion with Mr. Jenkins that we would try medication first.
Sure.
I'll go back in 3 months' time, they would have a look at us again.
Yeah.
And if the situation got worse, then yes, I'll probably have to have the operation. But at this moment of time, I think it's wise to try medication first.
So up until this point in time, you've been told that you've got a prostate cancer.
Small.
And that it's a small one.
Yes.
And it's a low-risk cancer.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And you had some other investigations, some other scans as well.
Yes.
Have you had the results of those back yet as well?
Yeah, well, I saw them when I went to see the doctor. And what it showed up was that the bladder had fluid in it. But right. This was because I'd drunk so much water.
Right.
I'm going to the toilet as well as I've ever done.
Right.
I have no problems.
Okay.
No problems at all.
Yeah, yeah.
And everything seemed to be working pretty much right, except there's sometimes during the night, and it is sometimes,
yeah,
that I have a little bit of leakage. And a man of 75, I think I'm in pretty good order.
Right. What you're not happy about, from what I can understand, is the idea that you need to have an operation to allow that bladder to empty.
Yes,
yeah,
okay. I'm not happy with that.
Okay, let's explore that in a minute if that's okay. Because I think there's two issues going on here. There's the issue of your prostate cancer.
Yeah.
And there's the issue if you're not being able to empty your bladder.
Yes,
yeah,
okay. But I am able to empty the bladder. That's why I can't understand.
We can We can certainly explore that and figure out between us and help the urology team understand where things are at with your bladder function, if that's okay. So we can help you with that, okay. Good. What was your fear when it comes down to an operation?
Well, I had a worry of the possible side effects and the possibility that an operation might not be successful.
Okay.
So at the end of the day, if I have this operation and it's not successful and I'm left with side effects, which makes me worse than I am now.
Yeah, okay.
It's I shouldn't have had it. I far better go along with what I've got now, which I can manage.
Yeah.
It's manageable.
Yeah, yeah.
Rather than take the risk, and it is a risk,
yeah,
of an operation that might not work and might leave with side effects, which I would have trouble with.
Great. Okay, well, that's really helpful to understand that side of things, and I'm sure that we can address that issue together as a team, and I can inform you and perhaps liaise with the urology team to figure out what's going to be the safest options and what are the potential risks for you.
Yeah.
Good, okay. Was there anything in particular that you were hoping that I would do with seeing you today?
Well, yes, give us medication. I want to start this medication to try and put this small problem right.
We're talking about medication to help you control the prostate cancer.
Yes. Yeah. No, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Or to stop us dribbling.
Yeah. All right, so figuring out what would help you to stop the dribbling.
Yeah.
Great. I think that that's something we touched upon before you went to see Mr. Yeah. Jenkins, and therefore it was something that I asked you to come back once you'd been seen by the team to figure out what we could do to try and help.
Right.
Okay, so we've got some options there. Right. We'll come back to that if that's okay. If I can double check, your weight's stable.
Yes.
You don't have any pain, aches and pains anywhere, no bone pain or anything like that. We've got one of the scans which is outstanding, haven't we, which is the MRI scan.
Right.
And did you have a bone scan as well?
Yes.
Yeah. So the bone scan was okay.
I think so, yes. Yeah.
So if I double check with the team that all of those scans are back and they're reassuring,
right,
what we seem to be dealing with is a low-risk prostate cancer.
Cancer.
And it's viable with a low-risk prostate cancer that you won't necessarily decide that surgery is in your best interests.
Right.
And that's, from your description, would be your automatic preference.
Right.
But you need to understand what the medical options are that are available to decide whether or not you want to go ahead with any of the medical options.
When I had the examination, they said part of me prostate was enlarged.
Yeah.
Not all of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, if I got medication for you, would it reduce the size of the prostate, what is over enlarged?
Probably.
Well, that's what I would like to have.
Yeah. Okay, okay. But I don't want to give you medication where there's a safer and better option. I want you to be fully in the picture before you make that decision.
Right, that's fine.
So I think that'd be useful to try and explore that together. If we can.
Okay.
If I can just check where things are at with your general health and your life at the moment, are there any other health issues that
Not really.
Not really?
Not really.
Okay.
The breathing problems I have are under control. I've lived with them for years and everything else is fine. I haven't got any discomfort when I'm urinating. I'm urinating the same as I've always done, full flow.
Good.
And everything seems...
It tends to be that dribbling on a night that's the main
issue. Yeah, but I'm 75-year-old, and yes, maybe I've lost some bladder control.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I seem to be all right. I think I'm, for a man of my age, in the life I've led... Working down the mines, etc.
Yeah.
I'm in pretty good order.
So you're a retired miner?
Yes.
Just remind me, for the sake of the recording, what your domestic arrangements are at the moment.
Right. It's me and my wife, we live together. Yeah. We've been married for 53 years.
Yeah.
And we live happily. We're pretty content.
You're not a drinker?
Not very much.
Not a smoker?
I never smoked in my life.
No other bad habits I need to know about.
No. I get upset sometimes when someone gets beat at football.
What would your wife want you to be doing when it comes to all of this?
Exactly the same as me.
Right.
Okay. We talk. My wife is my best friend. Yeah. There's nothing I wouldn't tell my wife about in my life.
Yeah.
Nothing. Good. I've got no secrets.
Yeah.
And she thinks the same as me. Our private life is pretty good. Sure.
Your weight's very steady.
Yes.
What I'd like to do from what you've described so far is I examined your prostate last time. I'm not going to repeat that. That's not necessary for me today. But what would be helpful is to have a hand on your tummy. Would that be okay?
That's okay.
So if you slip your jacket off, we're not going to repeat your weight because we did that just last time as well, and you've said that you've not lost any weight, so we don't need to do that. But if we just get you to slip your jacket off and lie up on the couch. So from feeling your tummy today, it's hard for me to be sure whether or not you have a big bladder. Bigger than it should be because of the blockage down at the bottom of your bladder where the prostate is. I think one thing that might help you make a decision about whether or not you were happy to consider a bladder neck operation.
Yeah.
So this isn't an operation for bladder cancer.
No.
This is an operation to allow your flow to happen again.
My flow's happening all right now.
Okay.
See what I mean?
This is what we need to double check on is
I'm not having trouble. Urinating. I'm not having trouble at all. There's no discomfort. No. That's what I can't understand. No.
Okay. Well, I need to share that with you as well. Right. So we've got blood test results as well, which showed that your kidney function test was fine.
Yeah.
Which is reassuring. So you've got two issues going on. The first is that from that test that was done on the scans that were done on your tummy, they didn't think that you could empty your bladder fully.
Simply because I'd been drinking a lot of fluid before the scan.
I think we probably need to repeat a scan for you to do another ultrasound scan.
Next time I won't drink as much fluid.
Perfect. So if we get you to do that, but we do what's called a residual volume, which means we ultrasound your bladder once you've emptied it.
Right.
So you have a pee and then they ultrasound it and we just check that you can empty your bladder. If you can't empty your bladder, then there is a risk that if we don't do something about it more sooner rather than later, that could affect your kidneys, the health of your kidneys.
Right.
What we've resolved to do from that discussion was let's repeat your ultrasound scan to demonstrate whether or not you can empty your bladder.
I believe I can.
And if you can, then there's no urgency for consideration of surgery.
Right.
But the recommendation made by Mr. Jenkins' team was that you consider an operation or a procedure to allow you to empty your bladder.
Yeah.
Because they're concerned that the prostate isn't allowing you to fully empty your bladder. Yes. Now, there is medication that I can give you, which there's every chance it will improve your symptoms, but it's not as surefire or as guaranteed as the surgical procedures that they have.
Right. I'd rather have the medication, please.
Well, there's no reason why we can't get cracking with that medication today.
Yes.
It does lower your blood pressure.
Right.
You've never had problems with low blood pressure. And the last time we checked your blood pressure, it was a healthy level.
Yeah.
But if you're feeling lightheaded with it, we might need to reduce the dose. And I would suggest that we maybe get you to take that on a night time.
Yes.
And just check that it suits
you. Yes, before I go to bed, yes.
And let's see if it improves your symptoms related to your waterworks. And we'd probably notice within about a month or so whether that was working or not.
Right, that's fine.
But if you're feeling lightheaded, sit down before you fall down. That's an important thing. We are going to also talk about your cancer,
right?
If that's okay.
Yes.
So what I'm going to do is draw a line under this consultation,
right?
And we'll do another consultation to talk more about the cancer,
right?
If that's all right with
you. That's fine.
Okay. So where we're going to leave things from the point of view of your waterworks problem, which is the dribbling on a night, the perception that the hospital team have that you're not able to fully empty your bladder, is that we're going to refer you for an ultrasound scan to make sure that you can empty your bladder.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to give you a medication that hopefully will shrink the prostate down a little bit and hopefully assist in you emptying your bladder.
Right.
Anything you want clarifying from these points of view so far?
You're doing fine.
Okay. With having this problem with your bladder, you might be prone to water infections. So I need to know if you're finding that you're unwell with a fever.
Right.
Or if it hurts when you pee,
right?
Or you're going much more often than usual, and that, or you've got severe tummy pain, in which case we're going to need to see you urgently with a fresh urine sample and think about whether or not to treat you for a water infection.
Right.
So it appears that you might have a problem, which is, can you or can you not empty your bladder?
Sure.
So in your next appointment today, we'll be taking you through the options that you have for managing what we think is a low-risk prostate cancer. And I'll also make sure that you're happy about how to take your new tablet to help you with your waterworks. That tablet is called doxazosin and it's an alpha blocker.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.